The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for tuning in. Beautiful day outside, beautiful fall-type weather. It's not quite fall yet, but we're having a wonderful time regardless. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for being a part of it. And I want to know, I appreciate you supporting this organization, this show, what we do. What we do is wake you up to your own reality, allowing you to realize that you are more than you thought you were, and there is a lot more out there for you if you should take a path down the spiritual road. Be guided towards what is rightfully yours, your birthright. The minute you showed up here, you had a purpose for it. Before you showed up here, you had a purpose for showing up. Wake up and realize that. Wake up and know that you are limitless. The God that exists is you. Everything you seek is within. Instead of searching outwardly to find your source, to find your purpose, to find where you fit in or the place you fit in, you need to look inside. We let you know that when you showed up in the spiritual self and you acquire a body, that body is only the vehicle, and you are not necessarily the body. Everything that you are is the spiritual world, is a spiritual side, is a spiritual guidance. You are an entity that is without limits. You can accomplish everything that you need. All the tools that are required for you to become that awesome person that you are, that you can be, is within you. You did show up with the instructions. You did show up with the package. You did show up with everything that's needed for you to live without limits or restrictions. Because of how we were raised, we were told that we can't do this, some of us, and we cannot do that, or it's not for you. It's not going to work out in your favor. And this is what a lot of us are now living, thinking that we're restricted. Our background, our upbringing, our culture, everything that has been taught to us may or may not be true. You have the ability to find the truth, the absolute truth. You need to wake up to that reality. You need to find it. You need to realize that you are without restrictions. You need to realize that you are not lesser than anyone, nor are you greater than anyone. You are a part of the great wave, which is the same for everybody, because we're all connected to the same source. You didn't get a smaller portion of the pie. nor did you get a larger portion of the pie. People that you see that excel in anything they attempt to do is because of their desire to be the winner, the desire to be the best or to live the best self. And for a lot of people, it might be to attain riches. For some, it's just to maintain a good life, to be the good grandparent or the boss or the good son, whatever it is. Whatever reason you've come here, you need to find it, which is what I say are called finding your purpose. Once you find your purpose, you will understand that you are part of the great wave and you are a part of all that exists. Like every living thing, we're connected to it. We happen to be human beings or people or however you want to label us, like the other living entities on this planet, the animals, the trees, everything that lives and exists. They're part of the great wave and we're part of all of it. We are the universe, a mini version of, but you are the universe because everything that exists in the universe is also within you. You need to wake up and realize that. If your aim is to be successful in whatever direction you aim to point your arrow at, you will achieve based on the desire or the want. And to know, you must know that you are not restricted. You can become the greatest, the GOAT, as we say, the greatest of all time. But you must know that you have to empty the cup that you're carrying now and refill it with things that will make you or make you realize your greatness. You are a spiritual existence. You are a spiritual being. You are a spiritual person, regardless of what you were told, regardless of how you were raised, regardless of which tree they want to put you under. You are still a part of this universe. You are the universe. You are the God. And everything that exists here is within you. We want you to wake up and realize that. We want you to stand up, accept who you are. Please do not give up in thinking that you're not worthy. Please do not give up in thinking that you can't do it. Most of our parents will tell us all the time that you can, and there's no such thing as can't. And most of them are right. You are the greatest source that exists. You are the entity that's going to make the difference. We're connected to this great wave, and you need to know that. Your question may be, how do I get on this path? How do I find my greatness? We've had questions sent to us asking, what are my superpowers? Well, your superpower, your greatness, is you and the abilities that you have and the tools that you carry with you every single day. You just need to know how to reach in, find the one that's going to work for you best, eliminate the things from your life that is not true. That is not you. You're not this, you're not that. Find out who you are and know thyself. Wake up is what we talk about, and we want you to rise to the level of Superman, superperson, because that's who you are. You need to wake up. And if anyone else is telling you that you can't do it, they are the ones who are flawed. Because if they're telling you you can't do it, it's the fact that they've accepted restrictions, limitations, blocks. That's their story, not yours. If you were raised and others are saying to you that you cannot accomplish or it's not for you, I'll tell you, they are wrong. They don't know your purpose, and they are clearly unaware of their own abilities. And one of them should be not to try and stop you from reaching your greatness. How do we do this? Wake up. Find your path. find the purpose that you've come here for. Find out who you are. Know thyself. I would like to say it's quite obvious that spirituality is on the rise. More and more people are waking up. More and more people are realizing that the history or the stories that were told to them is not the absolute truth. If spirituality is on the rise, well, something else is on the decline. In order for this to rise and people are waking up, something else is on the decline. And if that's the case, if it was the something else was the absolute truth, there's no way, it's not possible that it would be on the decline. It would be on the rise. We are waking up. We are challenging what was told to us. We're believing in ourselves more and more and more every day. We are accepting the fact that there is more to us than previously thought. We are waking up and we have to realize that this is the journey to our success. Wake up and find your best self is what we talk about all the time. Wake up, realize that the God that exists is you. Wake up and remove from your thoughts what somebody else may have labeled you to be. You're not restricted. You are limitless. Wake up and realize that. Open your eyes to your truth. Empty the cup of the negativities that was probably given to you or you've taken on yourself. View the messages or listen carefully to the messages that you're sending to yourself. Are you creating your own self-doubts? Are you putting on the shackles on yourself? Are you stopping yourself from accomplishing what you think would be a greater way? Wake up, break that chain. Realize that whatever situation that you're in, it was probably given to you by others, by society. You have this ability to look into yourself, realize that you are greatness. You are without boundaries. If you are listening to others who are dictating to you any source, any group, any form, anything, they are mistaken because they don't know your purpose. They clearly don't understand your abilities and the fact that they are labeling you as restricted. They themselves don't know who they are. If they don't know who they are, why would you take advice from somebody who doesn't understand the full potential of the human being? Wake up. Thank you for coming to the show. Thank you for being there. Today, we're going to talk about say it. And you need to say to yourself that you are the greatest. You are the great. Our show today is called Say It because you need to say it to yourself. You need to realize that you are great and keep saying that. Excuse me. Understand that you are great. In doing this, you must take care of number one. You must take care of number one. Number one being you. The greatest asset in your life is your life. The greatest currency on this planet is your life. If you're trading your currency, your life, for something else of a materialistic sense, you're wasting time because you could give your entire life to gain success, riches, fame, all these things, but you are spending too much of your own currency, your life, to achieve something that is not going to serve you. It's fictitious, and it's after you've given up all the greatness of yourself to acquire something in its stead, you will realize that the greatest currency that exists is your life. And that is what you need to protect. you need to focus on taking care of. You need to realize that your currency is not replaceable. So don't substitute it, trade it, give it away, squander it if you wish, for something else that will not serve you. What good is a rich dead man? Or famous dead man, woman, person? How will it serve you? The most important currency is your life. And we need to focus on taking care of our life. Make sure we get the best from it. It will last us the longest. Be happy doing it. Dance, laugh, play, have a good time. And realize trying to acquire this great wealth, this great position, is a waste of your time. Your currency is being spent with no return. Because at the end of the day, you'll never see the Brinks following you to the other place, or the big house, or the big life, or the big dream that you possibly have. Focus, focus on you. Your greatest currency is you, and you need to protect it at all costs. Rest it when you need to. Feed it properly because you have to. Relax every once in a while because you need to. This is advice from me. I'm always on the go. I'm always running. I'm always doing different things. So it may sound a bit hypocritical, but at this point, I need to let you know, please do what I say, not what I do, because you need to take a step back and relax and enjoy the time that you have. Make hay while the sun shines. This simply means enjoy the life while you can. Have a great time and be happy. Live a very successful life because you've spent the time, regardless of what you're trying to do, you've been allotted a certain amount of time. And we don't know yet how to extend that time. We could prolong it and have a healthy, happy life for longer than, you know, some other people. But you are the greatest asset that exists. And you have to know how to take care of number one. So say it to yourself. I am number one, and not in an arrogant way or egoic way, but you are number one. You are the greatest asset, and please don't spend your currency for something else, your life for something else. You give up your life, you will not be happy at the end because you will fall short. We've told ourselves many times that when I get there, I'll put my foot up and relax and enjoy. Most of us will get there and realize we're too tired or too old or too broken to put our foot up and relax. So today, the now is the time that you must enjoy your life. Be mindful of the greatest currency that exists for you. It is you. It is your time. And do not trade that for anything else. You must take care of number one. You must be better, best for you. You must give all great praises to yourself because you are the greatest currency that exists. And do not trade that for something that is not going to serve you. Wake up. Wake up and realize that you are the top shelf. You're the driver. You're the boss. No one else. No other force, no other group, no entity, anything out there is going to replace your greatness. So understand clearly that you are the most valuable currency that exists. Wake up and realize that. Thanks again for coming to the show. I want to thank all of my longtime listeners and supporters. I also want to thank my new listeners. Thank you for being a part of Barrington Awaken. Thank you for being here. To everybody from all around the world who's hearing us today, welcome, everybody. Welcome home. Thank you for that. I had to get that out there. I needed to let you know that we are the number one, and all the things that we're hoping to accomplish in life is secondary, and all the things that we want to do, we don't understand where we're going. We don't even know if the history that was given to us is truth. or absolute truth. People will tell the story according to their own opinion. The winner of the war will tell the story according to their opinion. When you've been in a fight, you'll tell the story of the way you want it told. Not saying it's the truth, not saying it's not the truth, but you will tell your own story and the opponent will tell their own story. And then we have to sit back and relax and try to figure out what is the truth. We may never know that. When it comes to our history, we hear it all the time. We see a lot of it all the time. There's always been something that is contradicting in some of the stories that's being told. We don't know the truth. What we can do is step into the path that's going to and will lead us to a place where we can eliminate what is not true. So we will know the absolute truth. And this is why we say, wake up. You need to challenge the stories that were told to you and do not take it head on as the absolute. You have ways, we have ways of finding out what is the actual truth. And it's not somebody else's story that we want to live and spend our entire life believing it's the truth because someone says it. Of recent days, I hear them say, well, it's on the internet. Obviously, it's true. Well, we know that's not the truth. It is just somebody's opinion. It's written in this book, so that's the truth. No, it is somebody else's way of life. And it may be applicable, may have been applicable at some point when they were telling this story. But like Broken Telephone, if you've ever played that game, it's been around for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years, and it will change based on society's needs, society's wants. You need to find out what is the truth, and the most important part is what is your role that you are playing in this, in your existence. Wake up. Wake up. Say to yourself that you are the greatest source that exists. We're going to take a minute to do some emails and answer your questions.
All right. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with, of course, your host, Barrington. And you can write to Barrington right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. All right, let's see what we have. Cassie wrote in. Said, good afternoon, Barrington. Just writing in to say hi. That's from Cassie. Thank you, Cassie. Tom wrote in two words. We are. That's all he wrote. We are. Okay, Tom, thank you very much. Mike wrote in. Barrington, how do we find out who we are? Do we go to a shrink and ask him? Do we pray to a god? Do we talk to our dog? How do we know who we are? Okay, that's from Mike. And lastly, Leslie wrote in and said, I love the currency analogy. I love using that. That's amazing. Thank you. And that's from Leslie. And back to you.
Thank you very much for that, Leslie. Yes, it's the currency. This is you. Thank you for the taking the time anyway to send in. And I appreciate that. What I do get, I pass it on. And yeah, the currency, if you want to look at it that way, you are spending something, your time, to get something else. You're trading something from you to acquire something else. So we go to the fruit market and we use a dollar and trade it for an apple. We're trading that dollar as a currency to get that apple that we want. You want success, so you want to achieve great things in life. You are using your time to accomplish that, regardless of how you do it. Are you robbing a bank or building a mountain? I'm not sure, but you are still spending some of your time to acquire that, and the time is your currency, which is who we are, the people that we are, the human being that we are. The currency that you're using is your time. My expression earlier was to say, do not use that time for something that's not going to serve you. And this is why a lot of people don't seem to understand that our existence is actually a very, very valuable currency. And I appreciate you for understanding that, and everybody else, that you are a currency, and you must realize that. Do not overspend, because we know where that ends up. You know, if it's in a materialistic way, we've all been experiencing it. But when it comes to ourself, unfortunately, if you overextend yourself, the payback or the debt could be very, very, very harsh on you. So value your life and realize that you, the entity that you are, you're a currency, because we're spending way too much time. In my opinion, we're spending way too much time chasing our tail that we will never catch. Because once you get there, if you're super rich, the first thing you're going to say is a little bit further, a little bit more, to acquire a little bit more. Take a time, take a step back, slow it down, and find out how to really appreciate life by not overspending you. Thank you very much for that, Leslie. Appreciate that, and I hope everybody else will understand that. How do we know ourselves? Mike, you're asking, how do we know our purpose? How do we know ourselves? How do we find out? How do we get there? How do we know that what is the truth and what's not the truth? One of the things, easiest method, and I've expressed this many times, is by releasing the things that you know about yourself, which is not necessarily the truth. If your mother head or parents or anybody, society head, says you're unworthy or you're not good enough, you can't make it, we know. You know. I hope you haven't convinced yourself, but you should know that that cannot be the truth. How would they know? How would anybody know? How is it possible for them to tell you your limits when they have no knowledge of your desire or your purpose? In order for me to say to you, Mike, you're not going to do it, you can't do it, I am telling you a lie, and I'm not aware of how big or the damage that would cause by saying these things to you. Because my view is, maybe I don't think I can do it, therefore I relay that information on to you, isn't making it the truth. How do you find out who you are? To know thyself is to spend time with you. Eliminate the things from your views, your path, your thoughts, everything that's about you that you know is not the truth. If you're walking on the road and somebody calls your name, remember, it's not the truth. It is somebody giving you their opinion. If someone says you're not going to do it, you can't do it, remember, it's their opinion. And I've always said, and I will continue to say, another person's opinion of you is not your business. Please take that one with you wherever you go in life. Another person's opinion of you is none of your business, because we don't know why or where or how they've come up with that conclusion without knowing the true you. When somebody is verbally abusing you or giving you their version of verbal diarrhea, it is not you. It is not the truth. It is their opinion of you. And please remember, another person's opinion of you is not the truth. It's only their opinion, and it's not you. And also, you shouldn't give it a minute to reflect on it, because it's really not your opinion. If you're not in the room and you hear somebody say something negative, if you're not there, you won't hear it. If somebody says something negative about you and you're not there, it has absolutely no impact on you whatsoever. Zero. When you hear it, you internalize it and start believing it. It's really none of your business. It's just somebody else just giving their opinion, and it doesn't make you you. Do not take it with you. Another man's opinion, another person's opinion of you is not your business. You don't need to know. Be you. Be true. How do you find out your true self? Eliminate all the things about you that you know is not the truth. And some of the things that was said to you, for a lot of us, it was when we were very young and impressionable, maybe in our teens, where we're trying to fit in, trying to get a part of this, trying to be a part of everything. We hear things and we take that on as our truth, and we bring it out, bring it towards life. and we apply this in life. Now, I'm not going to be a get up and go person, because I was told by a parent or sibling or something that I'm not good enough. That is what I call spiritual suicide. You are good enough. The person who's saying that obviously don't understand, and obviously they themselves don't know who they are. If you need to find out who you are, spend time with you, realizing you're not this, you're not that. Who am I? Is got to be the most important question that you need to find the answer to. In order to find the answer to the who am I, you start with saying I am, and that alone indicates that you've acknowledged the fact that you are the God that exists. I am that I am. Take away the baggage, clean out the closet, get rid of the dirt, get rid of all the things that's in your cup that's not serving you, and start your phrase by saying I am, and then fill in the rest of a positive message, statement to yourself. Say it. I am who I am. And by doing that, you will eliminate all the things that you're not. Find yourself. Know thyself. When you are not curious, the least bit curious as to what that person's opinion of me is, you're well on your way of identifying thyself, to know thyself. When you don't give a care in the world as to what this other person is saying about you, and I'm not saying this to be arrogant or to be egoic or to carry on like you're the best, you're the biggest, you're the greatest. I'm simply saying that because another person's opinion of you is just their opinion of you. So do not internalize it, take it on a journey with you, carry it out through life, and even worse, start passing that message on to your children. That's the worst thing to do. I had a realization a while back, and it's about my mom and her sister, and they've had sibling rivalry from day one, and they've carried out through life, and we would hear it growing up. And we would hear this side and hear that side, and that side was always different than this side, and the story continued. I'm in my 50s, and I've been hearing this for as long as I can remember. The bottom line to all of it is they didn't get along for whatever reason. The hurtful part of it, I now hear my children, two generations later, repeating what they thought was truth based on one side. And we had to say, look, this has nothing to do with you. This had to do with your great grand aunt and great grandmother, or whatever the case may be. You need to let that go and realize that the people that's in your corner are your family. And the stories that were told obviously can't be, because I've heard both sides, based on how it was told to the second generation. I know I'm going off topic here, but my point is, don't carry the baggage of somebody else with you through life. Don't take up their fight. You know, we're not the Montagues or the Capulets and Romeo and Juliet, and we're fighting for generations to come because we truly don't understand the cause. We're just dealing with the effects, and that's wrong. Let it go. My opinion, just don't take on somebody else's baggage through your journey. You are the most important person that exists. And if the fight did not include you, chances are, or the squabble or the dispute or the whatever it was, if it did not include you personally, you don't have an opinion on it. Let it go. Thank you very much for that. I knew I went a very long journey there to explain how to find yourself. A great method is to learn how to meditate, to eliminate all the confusion that you may have, or the focus that's been lagging, or the hurtful messages that you may have interpreted and internalized, and you're journeying through life with it. If you allow to relax, set yourself down, and remove from your path the things that are not true. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, somebody that I know, I wouldn't really say he's a friend, he's an acquaintance, and we were talking about how some people are very racist and they don't know why. They don't know why, because they don't have their own experience, but they're taking on this load that they carry through life based on what they were told. And it's their the other person's opinion. They take this baggage and they can't explain why they're that way. And when they try to explain it, the explanation comes out as, well, I heard, well, I see. No, talk about your personal experiences. How did you get here? How did you get here? What is your personal experience that brought you here? Now you have a topic of discussion. Other than that, you're taking on the fight from somebody else that may or may not be true. Lean on your own method, your own ideas, your own experiences, and do not try to journey through life carrying the baggage that somebody else has created for you. Wake up. Tom, I'm not sure what we are is referring to. I don't understand it clearly. There's only two words. We are great. We're amazing. We're all these things. We're a fantastic entity. We are the universe. We are everything that you want to say we are in the positive sense. We are great. We get along. We're tolerant. You know, we're friends. We're neighbors. I'm not quite sure what the we are is referring to, but I need to address it. You said we are, and I'm hoping you're saying that we are fantastic. We are the God that exists. We are great. Thank you for that time. Cassie, you wanted to say hello. I appreciate that. Oh, by the way, I do get a lot of people are responding to our emails, sending messages, saying hello back and forth. And I do take the time to answer and reply to all and say hello back. So thank you very much for that, Cassie. You can always reach us at awaken1308@gmail.com if you wanted to say something to us or say hello or have a question or just a what's up. We appreciate that. Barrington Awaken is our website. He am I. Barrington Awaken is our website. You can check us out. We have a lot of information there. We try from time to time to put information up and just, you know, stuff that people need to know. That's one way to find us. There's a book, Awaken Ascension Guide, if you're interested in getting this book to keep it with you. A lot of information in there as how to travel on the path to find your journey, to find your purpose. It's a guide that will get you there, Ascension Guide, how to make you wake up, how to make you realize the greatness within yourself. Barrington Awaken, Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. If you want to purchase it, you could get it on Amazon. Awaken Ascension Guide by Barrington. Thank you for that. Again, everybody, I appreciate you coming to the show, and I appreciate you being a part of the Barrington Awaken afternoon show. Again, if you want to catch the show, listen to it or pass it on to a friend. It is repeated on Thursday nights between 9 and 10 and 11 at the same place that you're listening right now. Thank you for being a part of the show. So we're talking about, and I love the question that we had about how do we identify ourselves and how do we know our purpose? How do we get on? And that was from Mike. To find out who we are and stuff like that. It's a heck of a journey. First, you have to lighten the load. And I said to people in the past that we fill our cups in life based on where we start our journey. We pick up those ideas. Is it a cultural thing? Is it a religion thing? Is it a, you know, a male-dominated thing or the opposite? We don't know. But you're at a point right now, and I said earlier in the show that spirituality is on the rise. People are waking up. People are starting to buy into the idea that there is more to their existence than what was previously told to them. People are starting to realize that the world is all connected. How many times have you had that thought? You hadn't seen or heard from this person for such a long time, and within minutes or seconds, there's a phone call or you bump into that person. It is our soul guide, the sixth chakra, that makes that communication, how we are interconnected to each other. You can journey your way to that from the mind to the heart to the soul out into the world, which is what the connectivity is all about. So when you think of somebody out of the blue, and all of a sudden you see them, hear them, talk about them, something just pops up. It means that the connection was made, and you will encounter something to do, some sort of connectivity to happen between you and that person. Many times you're sitting there and the phone's going to ring, and you knew the phone's going to ring before it actually made a sound. Or you run into a person minutes or days after you were thinking about them while the message was being sent. That's your your communication guide. It's a lot like the internet. If you learn to harness this, if you learn to practice this, if you learn to work with this all the time, you will become awesome at making the connections. You get your messages, what we call in the gut feelings. That's your connection. If you practice responding to that or reacting to that, you will see that the better, the more, or the most frequent time you do it, you become that much more used to it and better, good at it. And a little bit of advice, never ignore the gut feelings. Never ignore the gut feelings. They're never wrong. They can't set you down and they can't send you in the right path. How many times have you said to yourself, I should have listened to my guts. I should have went with my feelings about this person, this man, this woman, this job, this place, this neighborhood. The gut feelings will tell you every single thing you need to know about it. And a lot of us wake up saying, I shouldn't have listened. They had the truth being told to them, and then we tend to ignore it and move on. What we need to do is to wake up, learn thyself, believe in who you are, believe in your abilities, believe that you can create any situation you want. And if you don't believe that, remember where you are right now, whatever situation you're in, you did create it. When you point the finger at somebody else to blame them for it, maybe they've given you the idea, you willingly went along that journey. Excuse me. You willingly took a part of that. So when you're pointing the finger at one person, remember, the other four are pointing back at you. You need to correct that. Wake up and accept where you are, but also realize you have the method in which to change that situation. Wake up, tap into your spirituality, connect yourself to the universal truth, nature's way of life, our life guidance. You will not be, for example, if you're trying to do work and you're offline, you need to connect and get online. You need that Wi-Fi. You need that energy to get you online, to get you to what you're looking for. Same concept falls with our existence. If we're connected to the universe and the spiritual guidance of life, you are connected. And the longer you stay at it, the better you become at it. How do you get to finding the truth? How do you get to knowing thyself? How do you get to finding your purpose? You must be connected. How do you become connected? You study, follow, learn, live, act in a spiritual existence. On that journey, you will also develop an incredible amount of tolerance. You will be excited because you've removed all the things that you thought were real and they're not. You will be guided by the truth. You will live a happy life. You will not be sad at any part of the journey because you're so excited that you're on a path that leads to the absolute truth. We say, wake up, is what we're talking about. And this is what we hope you will follow. Take that step into spirituality. Do not give up at any cost. The minute you've accepted defeat and you've told yourself that you can't do it, you have given up on life. You have spent your last bit of currency, your last bit of life's energy. If that's where you are today, if you're feeling defeated, depleted, left out, left behind, it is not a lost cause. You do have the ability within you to turn it around. Wake up. If you're feeling sad, if you're down, if you're suffering from a lot of anything, go back and connect, recharge, plug in again, and take another kick at the can, because you're not done until you've kicked the bucket. So let's just say, wake up and work towards betterment. If you are alive and you can hear me, you have that ability to change your situation regardless of where you are in life today. Where you are today, you have created that, but you also have the ability to undo it. Do not allow anyone to take away what is your birthright, the ability to be creative for yourself. Wake up, and please remember, the other person's opinion of you is really none of your business. Move on and be alive, be happy, live well, wake up to a new reality. Have we got
yes, we have a couple of emails. Pete wrote in regarding opinions, and he says, what about if someone has an opinion that is a compliment to us? Should we not believe them as truth? That's from Pete. Shelley wants to know, if we buy and order a book of yours, are we able to get it signed somehow? That's from Shelley. Let's see here. Okay, Kim wrote in here. She says, you say never to ignore your gut feeling. Well, what happens if my gut feeling is to be in a store to steal a candy bar or a blouse? Should I go with it? That's Kim. And lastly, let's see. Ron writes in the same type of thing. He said, if my gut feeling is to steal a car, should I go for it? That's from Ron, and back to you, Barrington.
Wow. All right, Kim, Ron, and everybody else who feel they have the desire to do this. Well, that's quite interesting, because when you use the word okay, is it okay to do it? The human body, the human being, our existence, we have the innate ability to try to survive. And by doing that, if we're hungry enough, we're going to create something within us, within ourselves, that's going to make us snap into the survival mode. I'm not sure if that's going to be for the chocolate bar or for the car. I can't see either one of them being relevant. However, we do have an ability. So when we talk about stealing, the human body was created in a way that if we become hungry enough, we become incoherent enough, the body will react to seeing food and it will automatically go towards it. I'm not sure if the same falls true. Actually, I'm pretty sure the same doesn't fall true for the car, right? So we have this ability within us to do what is necessary to survive, and some people will call it stealing. But I assure you that if anybody out there is hungry enough and there's food in front of them, they will help themselves, because it's in our innate reaction to survival. At this point, I don't know if you call that stealing. I think we're reacting to the fact that we need to survive. Yeah, Ron, I'm not sure if the car is a part of that equation. However, it's quite comical. No, your gut feelings will not be telling you to go steal a car. That is something else giving you that message. Your gut will never instruct you on doing any of the above, simply because the information that is passed through the gut feeling is actually a pure and true and cannot mislead you or do all these things. I've heard many times people say, God made me do it, committed a murder. And no, it's not going to happen. The gut feeling is like one channel that speaks the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help your guts. it won't be instructing you anytime soon about going taking a car. Chocolate bar, I'm not sure about, because some people see that as food. However, I did say that at some part of our existence, we do have this innate ability to learn, to stay alive, to survive. And if you get to the point where you need to eat something to survive, you will. If you're in a house with a spot, place where there's food, you will never starve yourself to death, because once you get to that point, the body will take over and say, ah, heck with you, man. I'm hungry. I'm going to get something to eat. And it will do that. It will react. It'll take over because it has the ability to override the judgment that you've made not to eat, and it will take over. The same thing as if you jump in the water and try to hold your breath underneath the water. At some point, the body goes, hey, the heck with it, I'm out of here. And it will make you react. It has this innate ability. So thank you very much for that, Ron. And Kim, I appreciate that. It's quite funny, but no, I don't think your body will, your gut will ever be telling you to go steal a car. And the topic has always been brought to me many times, is stealing wrong? Well, wrong and right is relevance to opinion, isn't it? And we talked about the zebra that got eaten by the lion. Is that wrong? You know, depending on who you've asked, the zebra's family is definitely going to say, of course it's wrong. That poor bastard ate my uncle. And the lion's going to say, well, how could it be wrong? I needed to feed my family. And they're both right. So right and wrong, stealing, if you need it to survive, I'm not suggesting and I'm not giving you a message that it's okay to do it, but we should be independent and stand on our own and survive on our own and not to lean on anybody else to carry our luggage, our burden for us. We should know how to stand on our own 2 feet. So my opinion is it is definitely wrong to take something that's not yours. And I've always said this, if it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, Ron, don't take it. If it is wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. That's the guide. It takes you to your spiritual path and it gives you an excellent, excellent journey through life. Shelly, the book, can you get it signed? We will work something out by all means if that's your intent. I will try to get you a signed copy. If you do have it, we could work something out depending on where you live. If you are in this country and you're nearby, we can definitely work something out. I'd love, it'd be my honor to sign that copy for you or anybody else who may want a signed copy of the book. I appreciate that. Really, I do. Pete, if the opinion of you is a compliment, I guess you would internalize that or interpret that as a positive sense. If you didn't hear it, it wouldn't have an impact on your life. If it was a negative comment and you heard it, you might internalize that as a negative impact on your life. But because it's not your opinion, they don't need to say it. You don't necessarily need to hear it. It won't impact you either way. If you didn't hear it, you won't react to it. If you internalize it as a compliment, you know, someone says, oh, that's a beautiful jacket. The next person beside them goes, no, it's not. I'm like, who's telling the truth? Either way, the message is not relevant to you. If it's a nice jacket and you like it, obviously it's good. But because somebody's complimenting you on that jacket, the hairstyle, the house, the car, well, that's their opinion. And I don't know that you need to know that. It isn't your business. What you do, and if you're not doing something hideous or painting the house in polka dots or something like that, you know, it's relative to opinion. You think it's nice, but what I have to say about it is not relevant to you. When you hear something that is a compliment, the reason you identify it as a compliment is simply because it made you feel good. If you'd heard something negative, you then internalize it and call it bad. So let's just eliminate and realize that it's not necessary for you to want to get somebody's compliment. You are pretty, you are good, you're strong, you're amazing within yourself. All of us are. That is enough. You don't need to decorate the outside of you because the beauty is within. The strength is within. All that is great is within. If you're living that life where you're super confident, you know thyself, you know who you want, you walk around on top of the mountain, what other people has to say to you is not your opinion, nor is it relevant, because you're not doing all this to satisfy anybody but thyself. I hope you got your answer from that one. And I keep going back to Ron. Ron, leave the man's car alone, person's car alone. Thank you very much, everybody. We're having a good time with this show today. It's we got about 5 minutes left. So if you have anything you want to say, please send it in. We'll address it as best as we can. If you didn't make it today, the email will show up and I will get it and I will respond to it within the week. So I appreciate all of the input. I'm having a good time with today's show, and I appreciate all the feedback from everybody. What I'm trying to say to you, that you are great. You need to know that. Take whatever steps is necessary to recognize your own greatness. It's within you. That guy that you admire so much, or person that you admire so much and is a super athlete or an actor or whatever, that person is you. And you yourself can get there. Maybe your purpose is not to be a basketball star, you know, but hey, you know what? You have your own greatness within you. I challenge everybody to find that greatness. Equally, I challenge everybody to remove from their path the information that was given to them by their leaders, their parents, their society, whatever, however that message was delivered to you, that you don't feel worthy. Please stop that. You are the greatest entity that exists within yourself. Be your 100%. Do not rely on what other people are saying. Remember, you have to give a reason, or you have to come up or try to understand why someone would would knowingly try to put you down. Why? What is wrong with that person who is knowingly trying to take you off your high mark? What is wrong with those people, that society, that group, that is purposely trying to take you from your kingship? The flaw is within the one who's delivering the negative words towards you. That's the flaw. If you can adapt to the principles that the fact that their opinion don't matter to you, you will succeed. The flaw is within the one who's delivering the message to you. Why are they doing that? Well, they're flawed. This is it. Remember, you never need to look down on the other man unless your intent is to help him up. And that's what we should be doing. Reach out, offer some support if it's asked for. But try to imagine the state of mind of that person who just wants to bully you. Something is broken somewhere, and it is not you. If they themselves were confident within their own abilities, within their own skin, within their own existence, they would have no need to come and try to take you off your high horse. Wake up and appreciate that part of life. If they're delivering negativity, they've missed the show where I said, if you throw the boomerang out there, it's going to come back, so be prepared to duck. Or if they're digging a pit for you, they've missed the show where I said, if you dig a pit for somebody, please spend a little bit more time and dig two, because you yourself will fall into one of them if you're the digger. If you're ordering negativity for the next person, please remember the deliverer only knows your address. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. This is what we talk about. I really appreciate you spending your Sunday. I'm in good spirit today. I'm having a good time. I hope everybody will take this message as, pardon the expression, the gospel, because it is the truth. Learn how to get into finding out who you are, finding out yourself, finding your strength. Do not allow another human being, another person, another source to tell you how your life should be, because they themselves don't know. Wake up. Thank you for being a part of the show. I appreciate you being there. If you want to hear this show again, it is being broadcast Thursday night between 10 and 11 o'clock. I appreciate you loving this show. To all the listeners, everybody from all around the world, until we talk again, until you hear from me again next week, please have yourself a very pleasant week and make the best of it. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.